like, what do you want to do? It's like he's, you know, it's like you all over the place. Like, you want to be with her, or you want to be with her. Like, really, what is it?
What's your relationship status with Scrappy now?
We're cool. We're great parents to Imani, but we're not together.
Okay. Speaking of your daughter, will we see her on this show at all?
Yes, she was on the first episode.
I vaguely remember seeing her. Was she in your apartment or in your house or something?
She was in my house. She was in my house, and she did the whole little dancing thing with her dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Are you concerned at all? Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. Go ahead.
Are you concerned at all about, I don't know, did she watch it? Is she too young for you to watch the show?
Yes, she did. She's only seen the end of the first episode because she was on it, and she saw the second episode, which was fine with me, but she hasn't seen anything else, and she won't see anything else.
Okay. I was going to ask if you're concerned, you know, at all about you being on TV fighting and you have a daughter, or if that was any sort of...
That's one of the reasons I went ham on that particular episode because, you know, they didn't show it, but I was struck first, and I had to defend myself, and I was very pissed off because, you know... I have a little girl, and I'm a mother person.
Right. Okay, got you. Okay, we'll go to the fight, but I want to ask you about Mama D. Everyone has lots to say, and we're quite entertained. We're quite entertained watching her every week. She's quite a character. What's your relationship like with Scrappy's mother?
I love her. I just don't like her. I don't like anything about her, but I love her. She's a great, you know, grandmother to Imani when she's on her medication.
Okay. Well, are you saying that in the joking way, or is she really like?
Oh no, she really is on medicine, like schizophrenic, suicidal. It's something else in there. Bipolar. It's a couple other things. Yeah.
So she has some sort of mental illness or mental disorder that she kind of deals with sometimes.
She does have something going on. Yep.
Okay. I got you on that. And I feel like I already know the answer to this question. Do you think that she's out of line when she sort of intervened or interjects in, you know, Scrappy's relationship with you or Shay or other women? Does it look like she's out of line to you?
Mama D is always out of line in Scrappy's relationship and her everyday life. And then I can't fault her relationship-wise because Scrappy runs to her for everything, too. So I think that's why she has so much involvement.
Okay. Now, moving on from that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the fight that we saw on the last episode. Did you know Jocelyn at all before filming this show?
No, I did not.
Had you ever heard of her?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, never heard of her. This is the first time you sort of met her. We heard a lot of things about the actual fight, and I think someone said that there was a lot of editing done to it. What actually happened in that fight between, I guess, the four of you all?
She got all wound up when she saw, thinking that, I guess that I slept with CBJ, who still to this day, I don't even know who he is, but okay. And we just got to, you know, we was arguing. It was tension back and forth, and she hit me. And when she hit me, you know, she got that one good lick in, and that was it. And we were fighting. Next thing I know, I'm being slammed to the ground.
You got slammed to the ground by whom?
Security slammed me to the ground.
Okay.
On my back. And it was four security guards holding me. And I was pissed. I was blowed.